Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 22.
Woo!
Two fat dicks. Sorry, Max and Tom Cooney are here with me.
Fattest in the room, mate.
It's 11, isn't it?
I'm also joined by David Rees.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
And Joe McGrath, who just has one dong, but it's plentiful.
He got the other removed.
Last week was a little bit tumultuous, if you will. How are you two doing? You okay?
I'm having a great time. Yeah. My heads are up in the clouds. Yeah. You know, I'm looking around, I'm seeing all the sunlight, and I'm going, it's good up here. It's good to be free.
In the clouds.
Yeah.
Tom, how have you been?
I've been fine, you know. Last week was it was difficult for everyone.
Mm. Not for me.
You know, I think a few people did comment that towards the end of the podcast, I looked genuinely upset, which I was.
It's a look of guilt, guys, that's what that is.
I think they're upset. It's not nice. Your segment as well.
What a waste of my time.
I was actually saying I'd like to draw a line, but
clearly it's
some people don't have anything else going on.
Speaking of which, today's podcast episode is about fighting and rivalries.
Yes.
Me and Dave have worn these tops by pure accident. Just two lads.
Exactly.
Know. So we are gonna discuss, you know, the elephant in the room.
Shut up.
I would never.
You're the body of a heroin addict.
Sexy heroin addict.
Max is more hippo.
He hasn't got a big trunk, if you catch my drift.
Well, I do, ask your mum.
Shade.
We're going to talk about fighting. God, I've got so many tales. Dave. What have you been up to?
Not a lot. Been filming with Jimbo, James, for sure.
You're going to have to give him his full name on this podcast.
James Ormrod.
Omridian. Great friend of the podcast.
Omridian the third. Not a lot. Been doing that. Just a plain old week for
classic.
Me.
Classic.
You know, yeah, doing this, that and the other.
Yeah.
Toilet's working great.
Yeah. guaranteed segment
guaranteed,
at the end of it.
Guaranteed, yeah. I've just had an absolute blast for living.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do you know what I mean? Poetic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Max, done anything of significance?
My shit is not working.
Oh.
Locked up.
Mate.
Yeah, I've started calling it Tom Looney because it's full of shit.
Should we
move
on?
It's been a good week. Yeah. It's been a good week. Thank you for asking, Stephen.
Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about fighting.
I once had a fight with a kid because he peanutted me. No, like peanut in the tie.
Oh, with a tie.
Yeah.
And
really?
And it happened multiple times.
Same kid I had a fight with about three times. Well, we're actually not close, but we're friends now.
Yeah, like, brought you together.
Exactly. He's a lovely guy. Oh, no, he's a bit of a knob, actually, but apart from that...
Sounds like you have a history there, don't
we? We do.
A complex history.
And that's what brought us together, you know? We like sort of met each other in the pub, we like... Do you remember that time we had a fight and I beat you up 3 times? He's like, nah, I remember when I beat you up 3 times. And then we just, oh, it was so funny. Can I buy you a beer?
Wow, I thought you were going to fight again.
Yeah, no, well, it was.
It sounds almost romantic.
It was. We locked eyes and then we locked fists.
Underneath
respect
the table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you had fights outside of school?
Like in a nightclub, yeah. I've told it again. Like I said, I think I've said it on the podcast before. But
the England game,
The England game. Mm. Yeah. Not I remember it.
Yeah.
But that was a proud moment.
Getting beaten up.
Yeah.
Hey, you fought for your country,
for queen and country, mate.
Yeah. I told my dad. He went, "Well done. Do you have any battle wounds?" I was like, yeah, all over my face. I didn't have any knuckles, so I started punching the wall.
Do you have any battle wounds? Yeah, on my face, Dad. You're looking at me.
I'm covered in blood.
I'm dying, yeah.
Wow, I've had a few scuffles in football.
Football brings out the worst.
Have you had a few? I imagine you have.
I'm normally okay. But there's this guy, and he threw an elbow, it seemed. And going into the game, I didn't like him. So
was this a game amongst us lot?
Or? No. But I was in my 20s. Yeah. So yeah, he just threw an elbow. I thought, you know, why are you doing that? So I just booted him in the legs. Nice. He turned around, and I was ready to go. That's probably one of the few times in my life I was ready to fight.
I assume you would have had more because football does, you know,
I'm aggressive.
You are aggressive.
I've got a temper.
I only get aggressive when I've had a few drinks. Like not
like
not,
at school.
Like yeah.
Your Honour.
Yeah. You're right. Oh, if she didn't give me the drink, it wouldn't have happened, you know, right? It's her fault.
Only it's the Boddingtons.
No. I just get a bit confident. And people that aren't even being arsey, I feel like they're getting arsey. I'm like, oh, you want to try and then get a bit squarey.
So I would never have imagined that.
No. I'm a bit of a dick. Whiskey, especially. Yeah. I could turn into a right arsehole.
Does whiskey do that to people?
It does me.
I just fall asleep.
I can't drink whiskey.
Sometimes it's the only way.
So if you and Dave were to share a whiskey, it'd be you asleep whilst Dave punched you in the head.
For the record, I don't have a drinking problem.
I guess nightclubs. There's been a few like scuffles at nightclubs, but nothing. I can remember.
Because you get a bit excited, don't you?
I love it, mate.
A few beers and you are throwing yourselves all over, throwing yourself. Yeah. Not multiple personalities.
Hi, I'm Terrence Cairns. Can I have a beer, please? You may have heard of me. I think the worst one was...
cutting breaks.
I've told you, mate. We're not serving you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I don't care how many times you come back.
I'm spilling the toilet with my big bag that I've got. This will fall them. I was out with Statman Dave. Major fan of. Oh shit! And you,
And Joe was out with. Oh, of course you're getting into fights with Joe.
That was the night of his incarceration.
I don't even remember much of that night, but I remember we were in Pedro's and somebody was starting somebody else. So me thinking I'm the hero jumps in between them. So they're going to punch somebody. As they're going to throw the punch, I jump in between them, get hit myself in the face.
You hit yourself in the
face? Yeah, that's it.
I just want to feel
something. Most of my fights are in front of the bedroom mirror, whacking myself.
So you've got a bit of a hero complex, haven't you?
I was thinking you're whacking yourself in the bedroom mirror.
You bad boy!
It will go up.
Sorry, you were whacking yourself in the bedroom.
I was whacking myself off in the mirror. Somebody ran in and beat me up with Joe McGrath, that man Dave. Picture the scene.
We are.
Yeah.
That's the thumbnail.
Well, obviously, when we used to work at Lion Bar together, it used to kick off a lot.
Yeah.
And you got a bit of a taste for just...
Oh, I loved it. It was amazing.
Just jumping in the middle.
I'd just run over there and just watch.
You just grab someone. Like, you'd look for, maybe not the biggest guy, but certainly a ringleader. Hold.
The worst one was... So there were two families that were... It was like, I think it was a football day.
The Capulets and the Montagues.
Yeah. They're having a go at each other throughout the night, but small little digs at each other, until at the end when we were closing down, it became a big fight. So there were people like throwing San Miguel glasses everywhere, and there were just explosions of glass everywhere. It was insane. So one guy was going, "Oh fucking fight!" So I grab him and thrust him against the wall. Yeah. And he just looked at me. It's like, then I start whacking. So he's looking at me. He's like, "Who the fuck are you?"
You're a nightmare.
I'm Terrence Cash.
Only me. Phil
M. Really strange.
There was a regular. He'll remain nameless. Not that he's watching the podcast. He was always drinking there, and he used to hover whenever these things were kicking off. And as it was kind of dying down, he'd just go in there and just throw a punch at someone and then just start collecting high fives and just fucking live through it.
Oh, it was a strange place. I used to hate fights. Like in school, if there was a fight, everyone would surround it. I'd just be at the opposite end because I just hate the sight of it.
School was incredible when there was a fight going on because there would be two people fighting and everyone from the school would just start running towards it. And it's like, it's madness.
I remember one time we were playing football near the in the cage that was next to the sports hall. Around the back of the sports hall, where all the chavs and that used to go smoking.
Yeah.
So I've had a shot.
McGrath was there.
I've sent it miles away, and it hit someone on the back of the head. Big lad in the ear, but like twice the size of me. So if it did come to blows, there was only going to be one winner. And then he just like fucking locks at me, and he's like, you. And he's just walking towards me. We're in the cage, and I'm just like backing off and running away. Around the whole fucking thing, and everyone stops watching. There's like loads of people in there, six different groups or something. And he's just fucking walking around the cage, and I'm just running away for pretty much the whole of morning break.
No!
Got your exercise in.
Yeah, this is it. But I didn't want to get involved because there were kids in our year that were fighters.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it wasn't worth me getting involved.
Yeah.
Does give you a sort of like, not like a nervous energy, but it's
adrenaline.
The adrenaline rush in a fight is incredible. It's like a drug. Clearly not.
I think for me with fighting is like, if it's directed at me, if it's somebody that wants to fight me, I don't feel bad because of the fight, but I'm just like, oh, he doesn't like me.
Yeah.
I'm upset him. I don't know what I've done. I'm just trying to be a happy chappy, you know.
Yeah.
And now some guy wants to beat the shit out of me.
Whereas when you see two feuding Salford families.
I'm all right with that. Yeah.
I always used to split up fights.
Yeah.
If I could. And then one time, two of my really good mates started fighting each other during break time.
Oh.
So I just ran over. I was like, stop. And then they did stop. Like, they got broken up. And they're just like, anyone else who's Stephen Chow, stop. I was like, fuck you. Taking the piss.
So I battered them both.
I definitely did.
I must say, you're quite good at defusing a situation. Like, we went for Cam's birthday. And you calm that, like Cam was at.
Well,
really
Cam's
pissed.
Good at igniting a situation.
Exactly. We all know Cam Green. And yeah, he was really pissed, stumbling on this guy. And I thought there was punches going to be thrown, but you come over.
Yeah.
Held it down.
I just said, we're going now.
We're on.
Here is £100.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the end of it.
Here is a dress. Just firebombing later.
Punch. Run.
I can't be seeing a commotion, please.
Yeah,
I don't really like fighting.
Do you like it in a sporting sense?
I like boxing.
Yeah.
Love boxing.
Mm-hmm.
UFC is harder to watch. I went to watch that live, and the sounds you hear when they're throwing a punch, it was just like, oof. It's, to them, it's nothing. That's just their everyday work is getting cracked in the face.
See, UFC, they're just rolling around. That's why I don't like UFC. It's all stuff to do with breaking the arms and boxing. It's just,
you're meant to actually
put
break
it
their
in
arm.
An arm bar, and if they don't tap out.
If they don't tap out,
just,
then pretty much.
And obviously, it's bare knuckle, in it, but.
Exactly. It's a bit more brutal.
But with boxing, you underestimate how much the gloves will hurt.
Yeah.
When you see like a punch that just looked like someone just grazed someone and then the fucking eyes cut open.
Yeah.
I don't know, is it, are they leather? Does it rip the skin? Or are they not leather anymore?
I think, throwing leather, that's a phrase.
If you theoretically killed somebody during boxing, are you...
No.
It's a sport.
And they know what the risks are.
The only time they might get...
After the bell, maybe.
Or if they've done steroids or performance-enhancing drugs.
But even then, it'd be manslaughter at most. Like, well, you could maybe make a case, but nothing has ever happened.
There was a case about this bloke put, like, I don't know what it is, but you know when they're wrapping their hands up?
Like a Mexican.
I think so. Yeah. And he put, like, extra stuff, like, padding them up even more. And where he beat this guy up so bad because of the extra padding he had ruined his career because of it, and he got done for that.
Jeez.
But rightly so.
Yeah, when cheating's involved.
But with all the stuff they've brought in, they've never been able to make it safe.
No.
So I guess you're punching each other in the head, aren't you?
What I found weird was, take KSI and Logan Paul. No matter what you think of that, the way Eddie Hearn came in, I was like, right, let's get rid of the head guards. And then all the promotion was about someone's getting knocked out, knocked out. He should know of all people.
Yeah.
That isn't a great thing.
No.
Yeah.
Sure, it's entertainment, but if someone... And these are two, realistically, amateurs who've trained a bit. But if someone got properly hurt, that falls at his door.
But then I saw an interview with him, like, kind of side, you know, in the wings of something after, like, one of the press conferences, probably where they'd been further on the promotion trail when they've been talking it up and all this had been going on. And he was like, kind of, was like talking about, oh, you know, they just don't get it. You know, it's really like trying to take the moral high ground.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is a serious thing kind of thing, you know. But, you know, he promoted it to fuck, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was the one that.
He got me fucked up. Yeah. And I just thought that it'd just be a couple of blows. It was all right of a fight, to be fair, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before, but my granddad was a boxer, and he had a pretty cool boxing story.
Nice.
He beat, I mean, you've seen The Raging Bull.
What a film.
De Niro. Yeah. My granddad beat him.
Really? Well, the actual guy?
Beat Jake LaMotta.
No way.
On a cruise ship from between Dublin and New York.
Fair play.
He had an amateur fight. There was.
You say the last kebab, you will get mad.
But yeah, it was when Jake LaMotta was an amateur. So it was kind of, I don't know, three over so many rounds. Yeah. My granddad beat him when they were both like 19. Yeah.
Fair play.
And then obviously Jake LaMotta turned pro and went on to become
number one.
One of the greatest middleweight boxers of all time.
Yeah. I used to do boxing.
Yeah.
I loved boxing. I thought it was great.
How old were you when you started?
I was a lot younger. I was very young, about, I don't know, 12 maybe.
Yeah.
And then
you had to sneak the beers in.
Yeah. And then that was just training sort of thing, just to get fit. And then I actually started doing it properly. And then started actually fighting with head guards and everything. That was great.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
But again, I was never good at throwing punches. I was always good at taking them. I just used to be in a punching bag, just like that. It always go to points, yeah. But yeah, again, it was just full of thrills, the thrill seeking side of it.
Yeah, it's an incredible competitor.
Yeah,
terrible boxer.
Yeah, I was. That's why I gave up. I weren't the best. But
I really got a question the ethics of allowing him to get in the ring.
Well, I'm a 12-year-old. Yeah,
my art was. I started properly fought when I was about 14-ish.
Your granddad beat him, didn't he?
Did your dad go, oh, you should do boxing, or did you?
No, I did. Yeah. It was my cousin, really. Because he's a carded now. But he made me sick once by punching me. I was just a body bag. Just a punch. Mm. And there was just punching the gut sort of thing. Really and punched me and threw up.
It is intense. Like the. Mm-hmm. I remember before, the only boxer I know, KSI, for his first fight, we were filming a sketch, and I had this... sort of put it over your body, just to, like a big pad for them to punch.
Yeah.
So I put that on, and then he punched me in the stomach with it, and I sort of fell back because it was so powerful. Well, that's someone who's been training for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the levels that these actual boxers must be at.
Exactly. And he's got quite a powerful punch, KSI.
Yeah,
But like you say, compared to... That looks powerful as it is, but compared to Tyson, who... Mike Tyson, that is. Who punches are like... unbelievable. How someone can even be standing after he throws
they're
one
massive
punch
as well.
Crazy,
because the punch is all in the shoulders. That's what I got to all in the shoulders, and his shoulders are like a ball. So fuck that.
At Alton Towers we did the punch machine. I think Tom won.
Good to win something, eh?
Before he threw it, he said, take this, Mac. I don't know what that meant. Take this, Mac. It's when you started stabbing it out.
It's when you threw it off a cliff.
Yeah, he's poisoning it as well. Like, what are you doing? You mad, man. But there was this bloke after us who was a good example of like the shoulders.
Yeah.
And he got like...
900 odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he saw us doing it, didn't he?
He did.
He walked over.
His son did it. It was a little pussy. Like,
that was the first time I'd ever done it, though. You know, so
it was good.
My left arm was better than my right.
Yeah,
well. I showed myself right up. I was going, yeah, I'll do boxing, me. Yeah, 300 or something.
Could have been worse. You could have been Ryan Locke.
Ryan
was awful.
Yeah, he kind of slapped it, didn't he?
Bless him.
Let's move on to rivals for out time. I'm sure we've all had, you know, going on in school, or you've had your rival you mentioned three times.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry, the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Max, who was your rival if you had one?
Teachers yeah. hated me growing up.
Your rivals were teachers.
Yeah, some of them. There was I think it was like year two.
Yeah.
And I think a fly had gone in my mouth, so I spat it out, and there's a lot of phlegm in it.
Oh, nice.
You know, I wasn't feeling well that day, and another kid saw the phlegm but didn't see me spit it out, and they thought it was a slug. So the teacher goes, "Okay, we'll save the slug." So she gets a bit of tissue and picks it up.
Oh, man,
and obviously, because it's phlegm, it just squashes.
Oh.
So all the kids thought she'd just killed this slug. So there's kids that are really upset, and I'm just there like, "Holy fuck."
Oh, okay.
I can't say anything. So I said something after class, and, you know, I got a right bollocking from her. Oh. Yeah. That was the start of that
rivalry.
Did you
see the dead fly in it as well?
Yeah. What did you do when you after class? Did you take it to one side?
Yeah. I've got some news for you, miss.
What about you, Dave?
Rival. Me and my sister used to, like... I've got this scar on my nose. Anyone that I usually ask me,
I've been looking at that during the podcast.
Yeah. And I used to sell people heads through boxing, but it weren't. It was my sister. And she's half my age. Right. But she is lethal. Like, when I start, she does not. Thing is, I'll wind her up so much, she'll get so annoyed and start, like, getting really angry and jump on me and, like, start scratching at my face. But where I'm laughing so much, just how much I've wound her up. And actually I can't even move my arms because I'm just laughing. And then she'll proper claw at me, and hence the scar on the nose. Yeah.
Oh, God. Is it an ongoing rivalry?
No, do you know, since I left for uni, we're
like brother and sister.
Exactly. We don't argue.
Since, like, I've lost contact with her.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of those.
Do you have any sibling rivalry with your sister?
My sister, yeah, I can relate to getting beaten up and then just laughing.
Exactly.
I used to annoy her. It's hard to believe that I've annoyed someone. But yeah, I remember it was when I was younger, I would have been like screaming, trying to fight back. But I was older, and it was a graduation day. she was just beating me up. Just trying to get a reaction, but I was just laughing.
It's one of those, and you're just laughing. I was in absolute hysterics.
They can't do anything.
And exactly, now, which winds them up even more, which is great, but... not for your face.
I remember when I got mugged and I was in, you know, just laughing, and didn't help. Really didn't help.
I have the power of laughter. There's nothing you can do to hurt me.
Holding a gun.
Because I was laughing so much, that's why I pissed myself that time. Let me stick to that story, okay? In terms of rivalries, the only one that sprang to mind was... In the world of YouTube, when we had the Wembley Cup, and it was against the F2, in particular Jeremy Lynch, he became not a rival, just someone I really didn't get on with, you know, because I'm self aware, he's not. So we just sort of clashed, and then he got the better of me in the game. Of course, they won the Wembley Cup as well, some would say I lost that rivalry.
Sour note of my day.
Yeah. He's a professional at football, though. Well, not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Just good at skills.
We just need to remind all the kids watching. No, he's
Sorry,
not.
Yeah. I didn't mean professional. I meant.
Yeah, because I didn't really know what to expect seeing him play. So for the qualifiers, you know, because you only see edited videos. And I think the first thing I remember was...
They're edited.
The first thing I remember was he had a free kick, didn't he, in the first game. And it was like, you know, he grabs the ball. No one else is anywhere near it. He lines it up, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fucking straight into the wall, about a yard off the ground.
God.
Yeah. I think we were shouting Swaz or Top Bin. Did you say?
Swaz.
With that rivalry, he probably would have won it. The rivalry, we'll say. If he hadn't exposed himself as an obed on the day, which he went on to do, he defeated himself. Tom, what about you?
I never had sibling rivalry. I know, as the eldest, I don't know.
They just ignored you, didn't they?
they all look up to me, you know.
They don't, they're taller than you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought you were the youngest.
Two of them are. My little sister isn't, she's the same size. But, not really. I've had a few rivalries on the pitch, but it's more kind of things that I've been involved in, like team rivals, like at school. We had
Who was your rival team?
We had you'll know, Joe. Avondale. So we had two. We had Avondale and we had Woods Lane. But I just remember there was one we were playing. I think it was Avondale in the cup. So it's like team for a bit more inner city Stockport, whereas we're like suburbs. So yeah. It's just not as rough. But we built it. It got built up, and we were at home, and our PE teacher, who was a fucking nightmare, was reffing the game. He wasn't managing us; he was reffing. So it was kind of like. He couldn't even shout at us, but it was worse because you could see he was furious. We got beat. We went 1-0 up, but we lost like 7-1.
Oh,
and it was awful. And that's when he brought us in. We got a detention from it the next day.
Oh, was that one?
Yeah, and he went round everyone. It was like, you know, it was like, Cooney, you might as well not have been there. I was on the wing.
You're the same way, yeah?
Come on.
I'm just trying to get through the majority of the podcast.
We've put it to the fans today, Max. Yeah. So you don't need to keep squabbling, all right?
Okay. Does everyone have like their school was versus another school?
Yep.
Because we had one and it was awful. Like,
go on.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So you'd be, like, we had the big playground, and there's like a bit called the cage. They would walk past it and just throw bottles and rocks and bricks and stuff into the playground.
Jesus.
Like, we had to get the police out and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful.
They used to organise fights.
Yeah.
They used to ring each other up and go, where are we meeting then? Because there's about 5 schools in my area, and it was always between Westlands, which was my school, and then SEC, which is Sittingbourne Crime Centre, as we used to call it. it was always them two that were going against each other. Yeah. The other ones were just unnecessary, really. They tried to get involved, but there was about one odd kid from one, like Falston, maybe, that used to come up, but it was just that. Where our school had a few hard nuts, and the other one had a few hard nuts, they used to.
I think that's what it was on the most part, wasn't it? Like, yeah. I think everyone else gets caught up in it, but most people, when they finish school, they just want to go home.
Exactly.
We ain't going meeting for a fight.
Right.
I remember in my school, there was like a couple of, we were miles away from the other schools that were rivals, but you'd still know like the hardest kid from these other schools.
Yeah.
And they would just like the hardest kid from our school would meet up and get battered. I remember one time our school day finished, and people were like, oh, this car's been going up and down all day, waiting for someone. And it was just,
Jesus.
It wasn't an eager parent. It was someone from a rival school that clearly old enough to be in a car. Let it go at that point.
Did you ever get chased? Is that not a thing? Like, sometimes you get chased.
I had to get the bus home, so I didn't.
Right, fair enough. I just remember like a gang of our school, and it was just me and there was fucking gimps. It's like we didn't, and then you know the hardest person from another school, and they were hanging around, and there was one person in our group that was a bit of a dickhead, and they had a bit of beef with, but there was a bunch of hard people, and like kind of because we were with this guy, they were coming after us, and I just remember that we locked eyes from across the park. We were on the swings and they come on the park and I was like, oh, fuck's sake. And they got nearer, we realised who it was and they were charging and you knew like something was going to happen.
Yeah.
And for the most part, most of us just didn't want to get it.
Yeah.
So we just fucking legged it. And then they chased us out of the park all the way up a road in Cheadle Yoon for like half a mile until we eventually lost them because, you know, we were athletes.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I had a fight with this kid at a park and literally like you say like 12 year olds just a little scrap nothing
not just even, recently
just on the wall.
Yeah, he said something about me eye. I was like, don't. he went home and I stayed at the park and he got his two older brothers, they were twins, and they come over and I was like, oh shit, but luckily my brother was just leaving this girl's house, so he's just coming out. And I saw him, I was like, Jack. And he come over, and my brother's quite big. Mm. And he went, if you lay a fucking hand on him, you got me to deal with. And they ran off. They shit themselves. And I was like, yes. I overdone him.
The same guy that was in our group that was the reason we were getting chased. I think he just had beef with everyone. He was a fucking idiot. Like, just an idiot. But some guys that obviously knew that I sometimes hung around with him, I'd gone to get some chips after school. And I was walking home through the passage just with my MP3 player in, eating my chips. And they just, about five of them came over to me and was just like, you know so-and-so, don't you? I was like, yeah. Just like, and they just grabbed me chips and threw them against the wall.
Oh,
like,
no.
You fuck off. I was like, all right.
Go now.
I was only like 13. Yeah, and they were like 16. And it was like, obviously I couldn't do anything, but... Oh,
weird enough, the hard kid from another school, he lived near me, and he once walked up to me and went, do you know where such and such a person from my school was? I said, yeah. His bus route comes here. This
way. Gave him a map.
just got stuck into my chocolate bar and walked off. I may have stitched somebody up.
Yeah. Normally he gets off here, but it's a nice day. He gets off the other side of the park.
He meets his mum on a Wednesday. Don't go there.
Wind direction's west. He must be going that way. The only scrap I had with the other school was they rode past. It was me and some friends. And they rode past us on bikes, and I just went, "Oh, ride 'em, cowboys!" And they all got off their bikes and went, "Who the fuck said that?" I'm like, and all my friends just point at me. So the main one just grabs me and thrusts me against the wall. And he's like,
"Is that how you sell things where you're from?"
Max was in a field as well. Over this way, mate. Bear with me.
Waiting for the bus.
Wait till I find somewhere to lean against.
Let's ask this kid here. He knows all the best bus routes.
It's got a mouth for the top. It's on the way. Should we have some Stephen lies?
Yeah.
Stephen lies. Sweet little lies. Dave, you are still our detective.
Yeah. Sherlock, Dave.
Tell you what, we haven't been caught for a while. Me and Max, at least.
No.
Dave.
Yep.
Are you ready for it?
I am.
It is one truth, two lies.
One truth. Okay. Steve, you go first.
I once cheated to win a judo match. Judo match.
Okay, Maximado.
Batman made me cry at school.
Jeremy Lynch, you've got a lot to apologise for.
And Tom?
During a fight in, I think it was year 10, I assaulted a teacher.
Okay. Steve, will you elaborate?
Yeah,
elaborate.
I will. So in year 6, I did this judo, it was 6 weeks judo class. So I thought I'd do that. I was one of the oldest ones. I think there was only like... Because it was year 3, year 4, year 5, year 6.
Yeah.
So I was one of the older ones in year 6. Definitely the heaviest. But yeah, we were just doing this game where you had to pin them down. Judo, I guess it's called. So it's having a judo fight. And the guy in the year below me, he was tiny. But he was pinning me down and I couldn't get off. So I just bit his arm. And it, like that. It was enough. As soon as he lifted his arm up, flipped him over, pinned him.
Got on it.
And then he bit me, but I was just like, no, I'm winning this. That's just fat you're chewing there, mate. So I just pinned him down, and he couldn't get up. So I won.
Right. And did they not see the bite marks that he had?
No, because it was just a quick bite, and it was the of the...
Getting bit, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. And you won.
Yeah, we did like a little tournament.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I beat Vicky in the final.
Okay, Max.
Hello. when I was, year 4? It was one of those days where it's like, bring your own games in.
Right, okay.
Bring your own board games in. So I had a Batman from the first movie board game, and I bring it in. I'm excited because I've not made friends yet. And hopefully with the power of Batman, I will.
Those days are at the end of the year, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
It was heartbreaking.
It was either that or have a very lonely half term. So I put the board out and I put all the cards out and some people start playing. I'm having a great time. and there's a card you need.
Max isn't allowed to play.
He's watching from afar.
Yes, they'll be my friend soon. The power of friendship beckons.
Drink do they know that's my game they're playing.
Stroking a dog.
But I'll never tell.
Oh, did you enjoy that game? It was mine, I tell thee.
There's a card you need to end the game, and I'd lost that card.
Right, okay.
So we were playing for ages, and they were like, when is it going to end? And I was like, oh, I don't have the card.
Just 5 minutes in there, isn't it? Just the teacher.
They all sat down. Fuck me. So they're like, when's it going to end? And I was like, oh, I don't have the card, so technically it can't end.
Yeah.
So they were fuming at me and walked off. Oh. And obviously my friendship...
Never aroused.
Yeah, so yeah. I cried.
Oh, okay. Sad. Tom?
Yeah, so same guy. We both got put into a detention at lunchtime. It's his fault, but an argument kind of ensued from that. And we were kind of kept separately, like, you know, different rooms. Had most of lunch, but then when we got out, we were heading back. It just, you know, he was going at me, and I wasn't having it. I'd had enough, so we ended up in a bit of a fight.
Yeah,
but loads of people came in to kind of break it up, including a teacher, our head of year. But he was really short, like really short, so I didn't see him, and he came from behind me. But he, as soon as he came and put his hand on me, just at the same time as I went, bang!
Oh, hit him in the face,
right in the nose. We both got in a bit of trouble for it, but I think he knew that I'd never been in a fight before.
So you got
and
let
the
off
guy that yeah, he knew it was an accident, even though I got a detention for it.
Okay, it's a difficult one. This one, I'm going to say, Tom, yours is real because I know someone that had done like a similar thing but kicked a teacher. Just I'm relating to that.
Yeah.
So that I'm going to say Tom's telling the truth.
Ah.
Okay.
Tell you what, Dave, if you don't get this right, I'm going to go back to Deputy Tom.
Okay. People being around Max voluntarily, I don't really believe.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What? So I'm going to say yours is true, Steve.
Correct. Well
yes.
Done.
How does that make you feel?
Nice.
The logic that he's used.
Yeah. I'm only joking, but
yeah, no, it feels like it.
Was there any truth in it?
I didn't cry.
Tay fever.
Oh, I get that now.
So let's move on to the greatest rivalries throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking of it, you know, what comes to mind instantly? Gareth Gates, Will Young, Celtic Rangers,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Asda versus Tesco. what comes to your mind?
Nazi Germany and the rest of the world.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Right.
I watched a film called Rush yesterday, which is about two rival Formula One drivers, one called Niki Lauda and James Hunt.
Niki Lauda,
yeah. And they were racers in the '70s.
What was it?
Niki Lauda.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Steve Price.
Thank you for watching Steve Price podcast.
That was rivalries.
Just got pranked. Took us 22 episodes.
We got there.
Finally got to say Lauda.
But their rivalry were malicious. It was more of a... It was a big rivalry at first, but then their rivalry became a friendship because it made them work better. Because they had the right. Exactly. Yeah. They had
Senna and Prost were bitter rivals.
Yeah. Well, don't know them.
And Senna, the one who.
The one that died.
Senna.
Okay.
If one of you've seen it, it's a good film.
Yeah. No, I've not seen that one.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My thought with Asda versus Tesco, can't just breeze past that, guys. In my mind, when I used to see, and it's like, it's still, like, in the past few years, I've still thought, even when you see, like, a Starbucks and a Costa in close whatever the word is.
Proximity.
That's it, yeah. I think surely on their like lunch breaks they go out and they're trading insults. I get it confused.
Thinking that kind of West Side Story.
It's the UK's version of the Bloods and the Crips,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I once saw the guy, there was a bloke in Asda who used to do the announcements. I don't think that job exists anymore.
The announcement.
But I saw him in Sainsbury's or Tesco and my jaw just dropped. I was like, you're in enemy territory. I didn't think he was doing an undercover job either because he's so well known in Asda St. Helens.
Jenna, obviously, she's a manager at Sainsbury's. Every time we go into a Tesco or LD, she spits on the floor.
Good.
Goes, this is no good. And it goes...
One time someone thought it was a slug.
Yeah. Who doesn't do that? She's lovely.
That's chaos.
Yeah.
Ryan, who lived in Scotland for a bit, was telling me how the subway in Glasgow or Hamilton, where they were, because it was green and yellow, it had to be changed to all black because Rangers fans were livid at the subway being green and yellow.
Really?
Football rivalries are crazy.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. West Ham, Millwall, like you've got the gangs, football firms, and they were just unbelievable.
I was at the Wigan Millwall semi-final a few years back. It was just after Wigan scored the second goal to go 2-up. The Millwall fans just started brawling amongst themselves.
Oh, they do!
Like they're ripping seats out and stuff. And it's like it was on the news at the time. I think the game was going on still. I remember watching it, and like, it was just like mad because obviously you can't make out exactly what's going on, but you can just see people swarming together.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're Millwall in particular have a bad reputation for fighting.
Big
West Ham as well.
Yeah.
West Ham. I mean, we never had Millwall come to Lime Bar on a match day, but we had West Ham.
Yeah,
and they were the worst. Fucking, that was the time someone took a shit on top of the toilet seat.
Some access.
Yeah. Just for letting me the kit, by the way. I had to clean up as well.
Sorry, you think the fans go full kit?
You got the shin pads on and everything.
And you got changed back into your works. It didn't look so smug as you were cleaning it up.
Except for the shin pad still over his pants.
It's a Miss Doubtfire situation. Got West Ham top on, clothes.
You got dressed and accidentally sat in it. Oh, who can get the dress is hard work?
Two hammers on his face.
Yeah. What is the biggest football rivalry?
I think in the UK it's Celtic
Wigan
and
Hong Kong.
I think West Ham and Millwall are still pretty prevalent hooligan sections that will arrange to meet up and fight.
It does happen still.
What is the point? Like, let's say West Ham and Millwall, the firms meet up and fight. If the Millwall firm wins the fight,
that's just for their egos.
So, in Serbia, so...
Doesn't help out with the school.
I don't know, I've probably mentioned before. Because I went to the Eternal Derby, Partizan and Red Star. And, like, some of the stories that was getting told from some of the fans and that, like, it really doesn't matter who wins the game.
It's all about the fight.
The goal went in, and you wouldn't have even noticed because they were too busy doing their own shit. they've got... planned stuff that they're putting together. So obviously it's about doing the show. Yeah. They get the flares in and they spell things out and stuff, and it's often quite political. There's like arguments and stuff and that. But yeah, so I remember someone was saying one time Red Star won the game, but Partizan won the fight because they set the stadium on fire.
They're so crafty like that.
They stole the show.
And Red Star were furious, so they were like, there's a big thing to get them back. But yeah, it kind of puts off a lot of the families and stuff. Like where we were sat, there was a bit of a family stand, you know, because we were neutral because we just bought tickets on the day.
Yeah.
But outside of the big, you know, the rival sets of fans, there's not a lot because I think there's the fighting still does go on. Yeah. It's just an excuse for hooligans a lot of the time.
Because like in America, I went to a game in America against LA Galaxy and another American team.
Yeah.
And they were having barbecues with each other, like.
Yeah,
fans.
The tailgate.
Yeah. And I was
sing about it. Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Honestly, the fans were integrated.
Yeah. And I was like, you'd never, ever find that.
Sports is a completely different thing over there.
Yeah. Their idea of a football rivalry is pathetic compared to some of the shit that happens over here.
I think rugby is more that way. It's, Right. Any more big rivalries that spring to mind.
Coke versus Pepsi. That is an ongoing one, I believe. I think I'm more Coke. I'm more cocaine. No,
I think I prefer Pepsi personally.
I'll take anything really.
Yeah, take what you can get
in terms of drinks.
Okay, yeah, because where Coke, they've got more of a range as well, haven't they? They've got Fanta, Dr Pepper, 7-Up, all that.
Yeah, the big conglomerates.
Exactly.
So Coke had Pepsi kind of had a big thing in that. It was like the '80s or something, like Challenge Pepsi or something, a big ad campaign, and they had loads of stars doing it, and they completely took over.
Yeah.
So Coke kind of panicked and then brought out New Coke, and it just went, it plummeted.
Yeah.
And Pepsi was number one, and then Coke obviously realised it wasn't working. So they had a big PR campaign to bring back original Coca-Cola, and then from that, they made so much money off that they took over and it's number one since.
It's the most recognisable brand, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. It's Coke and McDonald's are the two.
Like, people literally get happy about the Christmas advert, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. I was going to say, they took over Christmas. Like, the reason why Father Christmas is now red is because of Coca-Cola.
But I think Coke is arguably less popular in the winter, despite the fact they have this big Christmas advert. I think, when I think of Coke, I think like a hot day. Yeah. You know, a nice cold, refreshing.
Yeah, no,
we are not sponsored by Coke.
Was one of the Kardashians, I think.
Oh, Kendall Jenner, the Pepsi.
Is that the Pepsi advert? Yeah. Awful advert.
That was funny.
Why did that get load of hate? I don't remember that.
Because she was stopping like
a riot once.
She was stopping a riot with a Pepsi.
Yeah.
I think there's a time when riots were happening.
Speaking of great rivalries, last week I put it to the public to vote
viewers
which they wanted, IMAX or Tom Looney. Now, I don't have the results right here. I'm going to have to go and get them.
Yeah. I'll come with you if you want.
Thank you.
Don't worries,
I get lonely.
Yeah.
Well. Let's see what happened.
I wonder what the vote could be.
I don't know, mate.
Oh, son! Ah! You're that one!
What the hell?
Oh, son! How you doing, my lord?
What the fuck are you doing here?
I've missed you, son.
We're just in the area, you see.
No.
Yeah. Have you been watching? Watching podcast!
And listening.
And listening podcast!
I've got it on my Walkman. Great piece of technology.
It's great! Fucking
it's
great!
It's mind-boggling what you can do these days.
I'm so confused by it!
So you get confused by everything?
Yeah, I know! What the fuck's this? It's a moving book!
It's great. I'm Norman Cooney.
And I'm Maximus Aurelius III Smith.
It's great what you've got going on here, lads.
Yeah.
What I'm confused by, and you know this, is that every time we greet each other, we kiss each other on the lips.
Don't break tradition.
I know.
Don't break tradition. Come on.
You're just with your mates. You come over here.
I want a fat.
You come
smooch,
over
Dad.
Here. Come here, my boy. I love you so much, lad.
Love you too, Dad.
I won't get in the way of that.
I missed you. Honestly, you're looking good.
I've not spoken to you in a few years, Dad.
I've been busy.
Last time I heard you were living in Thailand.
No, I came back from there pre-COVID. I saw it coming, you see. I said, I need to be back home where I'm safe and sound. Yeah. And I've been that. Thanks for asking, son.
You had a good time, did you?
No.
I once got in an argument with my mate Mark. He saw my dictionary. I said, mark me words. Do you like it?
He is the funny one.
I'll
give him that.
I love a quip.
Do you like?
Norman Cooney loves a quip. I've said that since day one. I couldn't speak.
I was actually
mute for 6 years, but after I said Norman Cooney loves a quip.
I've not seen my son in ages.
No.
I've seen him. I've seen the boy. Of course, my boy on this very podcast.
Your boy does all right, but look at my Max. He's a stunning bastard, isn't he?
Get it,
I love him.
You, Dad.
What I've seen is two boys that I've known and loved in different ways, grow apart from each other, and that's really sad to see.
It really is sad to see.
You were once great mates, and now you're at each other's throats every second of the podcast.
But did you hear the one where he tried to kill me? Have you listened to that one?
That was devoid of very, very, very important content.
If I
did watch that, what I saw was a mischievous boy sat in this very seat who knew full well what he was doing.
Yeah. I said that.
It was a stitch-up on my boy.
But you would say
the video started mid-sentence. You know, what I want to know is what came before it.
I don't think this podcast is good for you two.
No.
What I've seen here is my boy become Tom Looney. That is not something I wanted. I remember on on his 18th birthday when he ordered a sparkling water, the alarm bells were ringing. He's going off.
Our Max here, like, he used to come downstairs, tuck his knob in between his legs and go, look at me, Dan, I'm a girl. We used to go, Maxipad, what are you doing, lad? What are you doing? You can't be like your sister.
Is that true?
His sister, Maxwell. My missus, Maxine, she was like, Maxipad, what are you doing?
I can vouch for that. I remember seeing on the Christmas postcard, Max, it tucked in.
It won't even tuck in, it's not that big.
You're chucking it in between your legs. I was like, what are you doing, son?
I thought it was a walnut.
Get back into your room, you bastard. He used to love stargazing, he did. Yeah. He goes, Dad, what's a solar... Can you explain what a solar eclipse is? I said, no, son.
Are you alright, Aurelius?
I'm just alright. I like to show that he's not the only funny one of the family.
No one thought he was funny.
We're getting sidetracked here.
Sorry.
We need to focus on the boys. Tom, you've become out of control. It's clear to see. I remember when you were my boy, and I used to call you Tom Tooney, because he had two knees. I do love a quip. Norman Cooney loves a quip, I say.
It was a difficult childhood.
It was great.
But now, I can't help but notice, that man sat over there, Joe McGrath, he's been a trouble all his life. The McGraths always have been. I remember once he came over for a sleepover. I don't know which one of you did it, but one of you sodomised my Venus flytrap.
Jesus Christ! You evil bastards!
You've got so much potential, Tom. I love the way you come out with interesting facts. You don't need to dress it up in any other way. You don't need to add any sort of entertaining value.
And it's consistent every week. You know, it doesn't claim to be entertaining.
And that's what the Coonies do. We don't claim to be entertaining, but we love a quip, don't we, Tom?
My son
never fails.
Comes here every week doing fucking... fresh new movies. I was born in 18.
Don't fall to his level. Tom.
I was born in 1845, right? God knows how old I am. But all the films my boy does are fresh new movies to me.
And this man is
1845.
For you,
yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, that is a false fact.
That is.
The Coonies love a quip, but they will point out a false fact at any
given
opportunity.
Tom, I love you, Dad. I like you. You're just boring me.
You look unclean.
I am unclean. We don't believe in baths. Do we, son?
Never had a bath in my life.
Which is why I want to sit over there.
Thanks, Dad.
We don't believe in baths.
Nope.
I don't like the fact. It might be just bad parenting. I don't know. But asking to come on and kill me, son.
Yeah.
Push him off a cliff.
It's probably for the greater good at this point.
Hey, order in the court.
Well, you'd know about court, wouldn't you?
Hey, that was five times, and it was an accident for the fourth. You know it. I told you outside. You bastard. You know what, right? Our sons, we're trying to get them together, and you're just putting them apart.
Well, I've seen where this boy comes from. The Smiths, and not the band. So I'm laughing at my own quip there. I use it. Thank you. I should have realised it was Joe clapping.
Troubled bastard.
He was clapping something that night. I'll tell you that for now.
What have you learned from your son's segment?
I learned Charlie Chaplin.
Yep.
He was a pedo. Like, we learned that.
I don't know if that was. Yeah.
Bugs Life. That was about animals.
Yes.
We learned that.
Yes,
Ocean's 11. It's got men in it, and it's the singer. Yeah. I didn't know it was a singer.
Insects are not animals.
Yeah, and he reviewed Ocean's 8.
Well, what do you learn from Looney Cooney? Nothing, because you're asleep when
exactly.
it comes on.
Do you remember the one about Terry Wogan? Voice.
He's probably asleep because he's passed out due to the drinking.
Hey,
they smell it on your breath.
Hey, I've had enough of you.
Stay away from that boy.
No.
That boy over there.
You stay away from that boy.
I try, Dad.
He's a bastard.
So hard.
No. These are bastards.
You can do better than this boy. Never come down to his level.
You can do better than this, son.
I know.
His level is rock bottom,
right?
Which is where his father should be pushed.
Hey!
I see where your son gets it from.
Off a cliff! Exactly, son!
I see where you get it from.
Thank you.
Numbskulls, the pair of you.
Fresh movie reviews, yeah?
You can't flip it, though, can you?
Can't flip this table! Can't fucking flip this table! Right, meet you outside now.
Knowledge is strength.
Hey,
I could flip the table with my knowledge.
And if you need knowledge, go on Google.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right, I'm coming after you, you bastard.
Do not touch me, Joseph.
I love you, son.
Love you too, Dad.
I love you, son. I love you, son.
We don't touch.
Dickhead!
See you, Dad.
Oh. We have the results.
Yeah, the results are in.
It was close, whether we'd get the results or not, but the internet connection picked up. I can reveal that the segment staying on is... IMAX.
Yay! Oh!
The people have spoken.
Oh, and the people are right.
Yeah. When did you put this poll out?
Last week.
Last week.
Yeah. Why do they need to listen to Tom regurgitate stuff they can find on Wikipedia?
Let's not be a bad loser, all right? I saw a couple of losers outside just then.
So I guess you know, no, I get the appeal of IMAX. You know, it's funny to watch someone fail week in, week out.
It's not, eventually,
the laughter will stop. You know, be careful what you wish for.
It's not a comedy piece, though, is it?
You'll need Tom Looney in your life.
Let's draw a line under this because it is done. The people have spoken.
Yeah, it is done.
Watching rivalry. We'll do
another vote in 4 years, and then we'll go again from there.
Nice.
Now, Max, IMAX, let's have it, please.
So obviously IMAX won the poll. I won't lie to you, I knew this was going to happen. And I actually was invited to host a show.
Oh wow.
Purely on the back of me winning. Obviously, you know, I only just found out that I won, but let's just assume that I sent a lot of emails out saying that I did win. Okay. A lot of emails to a lot of people higher ups in Tinseltown. And they heard me, they heard my segment, and they asked me, Max, will you come and host the biggest night in movie history? Yes, I'm talking the Oscars, baby.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. I'll say any of this in the news, but well done.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear about it. It was obviously during COVID.
Would have heard
so,
of that.
Obviously, it's all hush-hush behind closed doors. Mm. There was a slight incident during the hosting.
Oh, God.
An enemy of IMAX. The true enemy of IMAX, not your segment. That was nothing to IMAX. Not even a piece of a little ant beneath my shoe. It was, well, you're here.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Live from the Kodak Theater at Hollywood and Highland, the 78th Annual Academy Awards.
Wow, what a tumultuous week. I can't believe my segment was almost eliminated from the Stephen Tries podcast, but luckily it survived, as it is one of, if not the, greatest review shows about hot new movies. And what screams hot new movies than hosting the Oscar Awards show?
Get off the stage, you old hack!
Wow, what a tumultuous crowd. After everything I've done for the Hollywood elite, this is how they repay me? By booing me off the stage? Fine. Here's Denzel Washington with some award.
My man.
Damn straight.
And the Oscar goes to...
My man.
Whoopi Goldberg.
No!
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg, and thank you so much.
Wow, what a tumultuous event. My arch nemesis, Oscar-winning supporting actress Whoopi Goldberg, has won an Oscar for being a supporting actress in the hit 1990 movie Ghost. Your Oscar win means nothing in the face of IMAX being voted best segment.
Poor old Tom. I've been a fan of Tom since I was a little kid.
Wow, I never thought I'd hear someone admit having such bad taste. Why do you like Tom so much?
Here's what I can tell you. Tom
is the only 74-year-old man who doesn't need Viagra to last 3 hours.
Wow, I feel so disrespected by the elite of Tinseltown. Is there no one you know that listens to IMAX?
Sex offender and predator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, every cloud has a silver lining, eh, Whoopi? Owie!
That was for me.
Owie!
That was for everybody who makes movies.
Owie!
That was for Tom.
Wow, what a tumultuous series of punches. Anyway, Denzel, do you have anything to say about IMAX winning?
Whoopi!
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
And that's just a little taste of the power of IMAX. You know?
Yeah. That was fucking shit.
That's an award-winning segment.
It didn't win an award, it won a poll.
Yeah. Well, the same to me.
Yeah, most of my fans have jobs and stuff and work.
If I had a pound for every time I'd heard the word tumultuous.
Sorry.
Whoopi Goldberg's back.
Yeah.
And this fresh new movie reviewing segment is now presenting an award from the 1990s. It's not fresh, it's not new.
But okay? Never has been.
Max, you won that poll by talking about fresh new movies.
Mm-hmm.
You've catfished everyone. You're Boris Johnson, and behind you is a bus that says,
"Yeah,
fresh new movies promised."
Yeah.
And like that 350 million they promised for the NHS, it's just gone fucking missing, hasn't it?
Well, like Boris Johnson, I was voted best, so...
Max, you're deluded if you think that was good.
Yeah.
Okay?
What, you're there,
you've discovered a new word, it seems, in tumultuous.
You used that at the beginning of the podcast.
Throwing that in every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Every time you could, yeah.
We all use it. It's a good word, tumultuous. It means rowdy.
I'm feeling pretty tumultuous right now. Okay?
Calm down, Steve.
Myself and the fans have put our faith in you. This is how you're
replaced. Well placed.
With 2 minutes of shit. We're down one segment, pretty much down two segments now, because that was awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll come back.
Will it? Bigger and stronger
than ever. Yeah.
Next week, it's your last chance, okay? I've got a diary from year four that I can just read through. That is great content right there.
That's not new or fresh. Why would you replace a new, fresh segment with diary?
I've not heard of it.
Mine's from 2004.
Yeah.
That's 14 years fresher than your fucking IMAX. Now I say it. Nearly a century fresher than your Charlie Chaplin one.
No, I'm not having this.
Right. Buck up your ideas, okay?
Sure.
Awful.
Hope you guys liked it. That's the main thing.
No, they didn't.
It's the public who voted for Wagner.
Do you want to be the Wagner of this podcast, do you?
That's what you are. You're Wagner.
You'll be on Cameo in a year.
Yeah.
Good.
Unfortunately, guys, we now have a spare 5 minutes of the podcast. Anyone got anything they want to talk about?
I haven't got a single thing, to be honest.
I've got a few movies that we could talk about.
No, I'd rather
probably
not.
Probably should have saved that for IMAX.
Yeah. I guess I could have a look in the Tom Looney archives and give us a little bit of...
Yeah, got nothing else going on.
Nothing better to do, I suppose.
Well, get something up.
You're kidding. Are you kidding? Tom Looney archives. Yeah. That's just Wikipedia.
This falls
just
at your door.
You just typed in rivalries on Wikipedia. Yeah,
so I've got some stuff here on sporting rivalries. We were talking about that before.
We were.
Done it, mate. Already
obviously, but sometimes sporting rivalries go a little bit too far.
Oh.
So I picked out some outrageous incidents that have happened over the years. It's a little bit...
Sorry, this is my PE teacher.
Some of it's a bit heavy, but...
He went too far.
Just goes to show what can happen. Back in...
pull down my shorts.
Back in 1969, Honduras and El Salvador went to war.
I was going to talk about that earlier.
Yeah?
I was going to talk about
fucking
that.
Fucking good job you did, mate.
I wish
you
had. Yeah, I did. I stopped myself.
So during the first one, there was loads of... there was tensions between the two countries at the time with regards to immigration policies, but then they were kind of roughing up the team. They were staying outside the hotel. They were, you know, doing a lot to kind of disrupt them in the game. So when the second one happened over in El Salvador, obviously it really kicked off. People started fighting. There was pitch invasions, and they were targeting the fans. So back home in Honduras, all the Hondurans were they started pulling El Salvadorian immigrants out of the house and beating them up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And the countries ended up going to war.
Only lasted like 2 weeks or something.
4,000 people died.
Yeah.
That's just depressing.
Got any light-hearted rivalries?
By the way, guys, I'm Max this week was sponsored by Census and Sanitary.
So we've got you on the show, Dave. Bit of Millwall, West Ham.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing what the second round of the Carling Cup can bring out.
Right.
Back in... 2009. Do you remember that?
I remember that one.
No, yeah. I don't think I do.
So it was, so the kind of, you thought that the age of like hooliganism was kind of over, but they had a big plan before the game to start loads of trouble. And I think West Ham ended up winning 3-1, but the game was just like, there was loads of riots outside the stadium. Someone got stabbed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I'm pretty sure that's Green Street's based off.
And that was the year before England's World Cup bid. And a lot of people, so apparently that was kind of played around the world. Really badly,
Shit. Green Street came out before.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Could have cost us a World Cup.
Shit.
It cost someone's life, though.
Bloody Millwall, eh?
Probably more bloody devastating Millwall than losing a football game.
Leave it to me, mate. He didn't die.
Right. Okay, yeah. Still.
Okay, the information's in my archives. I've done the research.
Right, your archives.
Boys, we've had a poll to solve this problem and you're still going at each other. Max, you should be happy.
I am happy.
Poll. You got the people as well.
Things you've ruined your own segment. I sat back and I accepted the results of the poll, and I said, you know what, fair play. Is I can talk about how it's happened, why it's happened, but the people have spoken. They want to hear the freshest, newest movie reviews, and then you gave us that, and you did it to yourself, mate.
I think you know it too.
I think the audience are correct in giving me my segment and destroying yours. But like a phoenix,
well, I've been
given
another opportunity, you know.
I think because we've had spare 5 minutes due to the...
I could have spoken for about an hour about the behind-the-scenes Oscar nomination thing that we did last week.
What?
An hour, full length.
And
they
flew
me out to LA.
The podcast, when I ask, has anything significant happened to you?
I'm saving it for my segment.
If
I just come out and go, me and Denzel Washington gave an award to Whoopi Goldberg for Ghost.
Yeah, that footage is edited together really poorly. There's no way that happened.
Of course it did.
You're as delusional as your father. We all saw
what
this evening.
His father? How do you know he's dead?
You missed it. When you were out getting the results, our parents, who've obviously been following what's going on, came in to kind of, you know, have their say.
Big friends of the podcast.
Right, okay.
His dad's mental.
His dad's boring.
Full on mental. No, he actually used logic.
Tom Tooney.
There was loads of quips.
You got two knees.
You watch it back. There was loads of quips from
my dad.
We did see some two old guys going at it.
Yeah.
Shagging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That stops, sir.
Did one thrust the other one up against the wall.
Look, guys, we're gonna have a meeting during the week. Mm-hmm. Work on some new segments because it's just too hostile here.
Maybe me and Dave could swap seats.
We'll try that now.
Good.
Put it to the max and you might need.
Come to the cool side,
Dave. This is unprecedented. Okay, so now we've had Tom Looney. Let's move on to Dave Raves.
It's Dave Raves.
Dave Raves.
Gotta get those Dave Raves. He's David. So this week I've been finding out what's really pissing me off.
Okay.
And I figured out water actually annoys me.
Why?
Because... It's everywhere, and yes, we need it for showers. I figured out I've got a leak in the house, water is the main problem.
It gets everywhere, doesn't it?
It does, and it's annoying. Like, unnecessarily amount of everywhere. Mm-hmm. Water in the fact that some people can't get water, and that's just a bit sad.
Yeah. So it's very important.
It is, it is. So, water's been ticking me off.
Can I just say water's beautiful, I think.
Yeah.
I love a waterfall. It's looking at the sea.
A nice water feature.
See, water's a bit boring for me. It's I prefer like a Fanta.
It's 2/3 of the world.
Yeah. No, I mean like kind of, you know,
because having 2/3 of something doesn't necessarily
mean
the pole.
Exactly, yeah. I've figured saying cow, I've maybe thought I was thinking to myself, right? You know donkeys go
go on.
And people refer to donkeys like, oh, it's donkey's years, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are donkey's years yeongs?
And that was Dave's race.
Because donkeys go,
for donkeys.
When did onomatopoeia... no, not onomatopoeia. Ignore it. Right, that's it. What?
And this is the one that's safe.
I like...
Nothing's safe at this point.
I really like... like how swear words are used to describe how big things are.
Yeah.
Like that's a fuck off bear, or.
But you don't say that's a twat off bear.
You might say
that bear's fucking massive.
or running for your life.
Or that's a big bastard bomb. Like the extra swear word there.
Yeah, for emphasis.
It's just I find it's like adds a bit of enjoyment.
Nothing is safe in this podcast.
You could also say that's a small fucking bear.
That's a tiny.
So I think swear words are kind of used on their own more for things. You know, when talking about how drunk someone was.
Like, yeah.
He was twatted.
It was fucked.
Yeah. That's a Michael Mackintosh bit.
I don't really watch that kind of stuff.
You must have seen it on Wikipedia, and that joke, and then just taken it for your little segment.
Michael Mackintosh set on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I've not been on there.
let me just type it up.
It's He used the example of gazeboed.
Did he? Right. Yeah. Oh.
Any viewers that have made it to this point, next week we're going to totally revamp the podcast because it's descended into just chaos at the moment.
Madness.
Apart from Stephen Lies, which is quality content week after week. Cheers, guys.
But that was Dave's Raves. Dave's Raves. You had that, Dave's Raves.
It's run its race.
Yeah.
Water. I'll get oxygen next week.
I saw a leak. And
maybe,
I
it's
like,
maybe it's the change, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it put me off a bit.
Now I can see what's going on.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's flaws in this.
Yeah.
It's confused me a bit, this seat. I just forgot where I am.
Let's have Put It To The Max.
Yeah. Just watched through the podcast and I've decided to have a look at the poll and I've seen that the results are a load of rubbish. How could a segment that has been a failure week after week, except for a few flukes, be getting three times as many votes as a segment that is providing, as advertised, educational, interesting, fun facts? Please make the decision between yourselves and don't use the poll. Hashtag justice for Tom.
What's happened here is we've given it to the people and, we've got to find out what they like. They like IMAX.
Who can blame them?
Unfortunately, this week... we've all got a bad taste in our mouth, and that's because IMAX was a disappointment.
It does make you question, people's judgment, doesn't it?
But IMAX wasn't a disappointment.
We'll move on.
What you got to remember is Max is separate from IMAX, although the two have become just one at the moment.
Yeah.
They are two separate things.
It's just all very confused.
Whilst you might love Max, IMAX has been a disappointment.
Mm.
No, I wouldn't say so.
No, I am. That's my opinion.
Opinions can be wrong.
Hi, Tom, Stephen, Dave and Max. At the end of your last podcast, you mentioned the film Butter Side Down. Now knowing Max Smith as the film expert he is, couldn't wait to watch it. See what the product of all his talent and charm is. Butter Side Down is one of the worst things I have ever seen. The script is awful. It sounds like it was written by a suicidal 13-year-old, probably suicidal due to Max Smith's performance. The host of the awful review show is at his worst. Also, the script is full of plot holes, like how Max Smith, Detective Johnson has supposedly made love. Saving grace of the film is Tom Cooney's performance. The man is as charismatic as ever. He uses the same charm he uses when he's presenting the excellent Tom Looney. However, it's not enough to save the sinking Titanic as Max Smith's aboard. A line in the film perfectly sums up my feeling towards it. What's going on? 2 out of 10.
Wow.
I guess we'll throw that over.
To be fair, that's probably the highest review we've got.
Max, Butter Side Down is unique, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, the whole situation with Butter Side Down was... we were just asked to do it, weren't we? Like
some friends were struggling on a project.
Clearly.
Yeah. And Max said, you know what, I've got this. Let me take the lead on this.
Yeah.
And he did.
He always says, let me take the lead, but rarely it's for a movie role.
What I've noticed is that these last two questions have been very pro-Tom. Yeah, obviously.
No, I don't know.
These do have a star next to them.
That's very strange. Have you?
No, I just take a few that come over that kind of...
Tom Cooney's...
Honestly, mate.
We're here to universally help lives,
no,
Tom.
Absolutely. And there is...
You're using this segment to further your own campaign of bringing...
I'll stop you there. I don't choose what people email in with. People email in with their own thoughts after watching the podcast.
Tom, you have filtered these into this week.
I just take a selection. What you'll find if you let me go through them, there's two relating to Max, and then there's a few more. I can't, they just happen to come in one after another. But there was an outpouring of rage after the podcast.
What I'm confused about... What I'm confused about is that you are constantly on your computer going through Wikipedia, going through Google, looking for clickbaity articles about the situation.
You don't know what I do.
Right.
You don't know my process.
I've got a solution to this problem. Next week, Tom does IMAX, Max does Tom Looney.
Yeah, agreed.
Then you'll have some empathy for each other, okay? Probably should have said this 10 weeks ago. Everything's getting mixed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe's going to wear pants. All right, everything's changing.
Should we continue on?
Let's solve a problem.
Yeah. Hello, guys. I have a problem that I'd like to get your advice on. You can call me Nigel. I'm living in an apartment building. I'm living in an apartment building and my neighbours below me are always playing their heavy bass techno music, and at times it can be like being in the bathroom of a nightclub. I've spoken to them politely countless times, got their number, which they have now blocked me.
I contact the landlord with four official complaints, and he's about as good as Tom trying to guess the lie.
Oh, yeah. Great reference.
Nice.
And the laws here prevent anything from stopping him. I can't do anything about it. I'm trying to move, but it's not so easy. The contract means I have to stay here for at least 3 more months. Do you guys have any ideas about how I can get my own back and annoy them? Thanks.
Ooh, get some earplugs. There's nothing you can do. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop.
If they're doing it late, if you wake up early, make noise in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, shout. Put your speaker on, but don't aim it like, you know, your
watch
speakers
TV
like
really
that.
Loud, yeah.
Or you can maybe like
listen to this podcast at full volume.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could drill through the floor and like kind of
drop things down,
make a leak.
Yeah.
Just kind of funnel some water in.
I'll send them a voice note of my laugh. Yeah. Play that every morning.
There you go.
Sure to do their
own. You need to figure out something. To, you know, they're obviously not going to stop. They're not good people.
No. If the landlord's not doing anything to help either,
figure something out. I guess it's try and get your own back. That's what you've asked for. I think the leak's a good idea. I'll stop the leak when you stop the music.
Yeah.
You know.
Shout.
I'll turn this tap off when.
Yeah. Okay. Solve that problem.
Hi, Stephen, Max, Tom, and David. Firstly, love the podcast. I listen to everyone, and despite what anyone says, IMAX makes me laugh so hard that my mum shouts at me and tells me to shut up.
Yeah. It shouldn't make you laugh, though. It's not a comedy section.
It's well, obviously, that's how people are responding to it. And obviously, I think Jeffrey voted for you as well. Okay. Anyway, please refer to me as Jeffrey. As an 18-year-old boy, I find that shaving is now a common occurrence. I often shave my face and genitalia to stay healthy and hygienic.
Wash the razor.
But is this a normal thing? Do you have any specific techniques for making sure that your ball sack doesn't get trapped between the blades? I recently found that having cold showers is a great way of doing this, and it makes the ball sack unsaggy. But I wanted to know, is it normal for guys to shave their arses? I frequently find my arse being too hairy when I sit down. It can be uncomfortable due to the hair down there. Do you shave your arse? Do you wax it? Do you use normal? Do you use hair removal cream? Or do you just leave it? And he'd answer, boys, is this normal?
Can I take this?
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey, I remember asking this question to Tom and Max, going, do you ever shave your arse? Because I do. I like to shave my bum just because I don't like how it looks when it's hairy.
Yeah.
Although I never go in the chuff. Yeah. to do with your ball sack, that's a nightmare. At least it is for me. You know, often you can nick your ball sack and it's just like, wow, wow, wee, wah. Not ideal. But don't use a Harry's razor. That is the only advice I can give you. if there's one piece of advice in life, never use Harry's razors. They will cut you up something fierce.
I find when I shave my bum hole, mid bum crack. Sorry.
Yeah.
It gets really like, you know, little thin hairs,
and when
I
sit winnets, down, they get everywhere.
They spike into you, and it's just uncomfortable.
There's also Veet. Have you ever tried Veet?
Yeah, I've tried Veet.
Sorry, yeah.
I had a nightmare with Veet, so I used it in that area, and it was.
This is creme fraiche. What am I dipping my chips?
I was in so much like, fucking agony. Like it was just like I must have just dried it out completely. But I was in bed and it was just so so painful. After about 3 hours, I moisturised and it was absolutely fine. So I didn't need to suffer all that time. So that was frustrating.
Moisturised, guys.
So moisturised, but with a razor. I don't have a problem shaving down there now because I bought a razor that doesn't nick. You can get them. I don't know if it's a Samsung one, but just Google it. Do your research.
Google it. Yeah.
Yeah. There are razors. That
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Good.
Don't Wikipedia your razor. Google it, and you'll find something that will be able to help you with your problem. As far as armpits goes.
First time I woke up and saw I had an armpit hair. I cried. It's like I don't want to grow up.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've got a weak snail trail. I've never shaved it. It's just weak. It's just sad. But I tell people that.
I don't like body hair.
No.
I don't get chest hair. I got one black hair once, and I was like, oh, look what I've got. And then in my sleep, Jenna plugged it.
Plugged it?
Yeah.
That's happened a few times.
I'll tell you what, great friend of the show. Great friend of the show, Ryan Locke. He's very hairy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got the hairiest gooch I've ever seen.
We had a front row seat.
I've seen loads. to the security of DW Fitness.
just kept going. Okay.
Let's get on to the final question.
If you had to fight someone.
We have not authorised that jingle. I'm so sorry. the chaos continues. So, if you could fight anyone, you have to fight them. Who would it be? What would the scenario be?
Probably
famous person, ideally.
gonna say a baby because then I'd win.
No, it's not to get a, you know, not just to punch someone or.
Oh right, okay.
Logan Paul.
Really?
Well, hey, not Logan. Jake Paul. The other annoying one.
Yeah.
Just not very the sight likeable. Of him just does like just makes me feel sick. But if I had to fight someone, I know I was gonna win. Warwick Davis.
You can't just. You said it yourself, Warwick's got big hands.
He has. To be fair, that man could strangle you like just with one hand and all the fingers would go around your neck.
If I had to fight someone, I'd probably go for... Tommy Robinson?
Yeah.
Oh, what a douche. Yeah. Seen this week.
Oh, mate, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Does he not realise? Is that real?
I don't know.
Is it real that he's...
He is that stupid.
My God.
Just someone that's awful, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to punch Boris Johnson.
Yeah, Boris. Yeah. Smack Boris about. Yeah.
Or Megs him live on TV.
Oh,
he wasn't expecting it.
That's a humiliation.
That's a humiliation.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
He asked her to smack. The people that present Sunday brunch, they just constantly, they're so full of themselves. Simon Rimmer. I don't care what you get up to in your own time.
Rimmer on the list?
Yeah, you're on the list.
On the list, yeah.
You're on the fucking list.
I knew they would.
Go on, Max. You
David what? Duke. He used to be the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Wow. I watched Black Klansman the other night.
Oh, what a film!
Very good.
What
a film. It's like,
you should review it. No, instead of all that'd be fucking interesting. That
the
would actually
is,
be interesting.
I get where you're coming from.
Because that's an interesting topic, interesting character.
Well, you've got the power for next week.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do that.
Maybe I could. Yeah.
Just has everyone answered?
Sorry. Knobhead racists.
Yeah.
That are somehow famous.
Not cool racists.
No.
I can do it.
Some racists I can go for a pint with. Yeah.
If you can do skateboarding and you're radical, you're okay by me.
Yeah.
He shops in Urban Outfitters.
He's alright. He means well.
Thank you very much for watching.
Exhausted.
I've been joined by Max Smith, David Rees, Joe McGrath, Thomas Cooney. Stay safe, stay humble, and ciao.
Shalom.
Oh. Fuck me.